There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
You know, one of the things that makes me go is how did I just hear Robert's voice when he's on a plane?
Well, it's the miracle of technology, but you know, I actually got to hear Robert's voice about 5 minutes ago.
You mean his live voice?
I got a phone call from Robert Scott Bell, who is currently driving in 0-degree weather on his way to, see Dr. King in Nashville, North Carolina.
The Robert Scott Bell? You got a call from the Robert Scott Bell?
I did. He called and he said, "Now, you boys are not having a party while we're away, are you?" And I said, "No, Dad. No. We're just sitting here doing our homework."
Okay. Yeah. Good. Don't tell him that we're partying with Jared and Lisa.
That's right. No kegger going on here at all. No.
Too funny. So is he supposed to be up to Asheville tonight?
Yeah, he's about half an hour away or so.
Okay.
So he will be there with Dr. King and hanging out with the bison and the camels and the whole deal.
Oh, yeah. That was great. As a matter of fact, that was one of the best times we had in the entire year of 2014 when I was able to take Charlene and the kiddos up there. And we met with RSB and Nancy and his kiddos and Dr. Buttar and Debbie and their kiddos. And, wow, Frank Keane was there with his wife. Who else was up there? Paul Barrettiera was there. Man, it was like a big party up there at Asheville at Dr. Keane's.
Everybody was there except for me.
Except for Super Don. But we were there with you in Photoshop because I have seen pictures of you next to me that look like a Photoshopped picture, and that Photoshop picture was actually me at the Asheville conference. So you were there in Photoshop.
That was you from Asheville, North Carolina, and me from Chicago, Illinois, somehow ended up merged together.
Well, you know, with the miracle of modern technology. Thank you, by the way, Brianna. Brianna just brought me some hot tea. That was the modern miracle of modern technology with Photoshop. You can do pretty much anything. And which is one of the reasons that they don't allow photographs in court as evidence anymore.
Right.
Because you can pretty much make something look like it really was not. Right. Like, for instance, if you're wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of a gun on it, that could be something that could be really scary to law enforcement, couldn't it, Don? They might think it's a real gun strapped to your chest.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're a little bit of a troublemaker, like, you know, I don't know, you or me or somebody like that, I would love to have one of these shirts. And this is actually out of Colorado. What this guy did is he came up with this T-shirt, and you look at the picture of these guys wearing the T-shirts, and it looks just like they're wearing a gun in a shoulder holster.
Yeah, but it's actually an imprint on the T-shirt, but it looks very realistic.
It does. And
it looks like they're actually, you know, they're actually open carrying, and that's what he's calling, you know, open carry T-shirts. And I think it's a great idea. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming that in Colorado, open carry is legal. Some states, it's not. Like, unbelievably, in Texas, which is thought of as the, you know, the bastion of gun freedom, you cannot open carry in Texas.
No.
But you can in Montana. We used to live in Montana, and that was fun to see people open carrying. But
this
looks like you're open carrying.
Like the Wild West or something. But yeah, this guy, Paul Lieb, he's the owner of this this place called Nightlife Billiards and Supply, and it's in Grand Junction. He's the co-creator of the shirt, and he actually posted a warning on the website where you can go and order these things for these open carry t-shirts, saying that the image of a gun in a shoulder strap holster on the shirt looks like a real gun at a short distance. And he warns people, if law enforcement, you know, overreacts to your shirt, listen to the officer. Says freeze, halt, stop, just listen to him. Because, you know, as we were pointing out in the beginning of last hour,
yeah,
the cops don't have a whole lot of restraint sometimes, and you don't want to get shot for wearing a t-shirt.
No, I mean, you know, cops are they're killing people dead in the doornail just for putting their hands up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, unarmed absolutely. People, if you dare to question them, they'll shoot you sooner, yep. you know, quicker than look at you. These shirts, I mean, they literally could cause some of these over-the-edge cops to just kill you.
They could, and they are very popular. In fact, he was saying that he's now getting orders from far away as Italy and Afghanistan for these shirts.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, I think they're cool, but like I said, I mean, buyer beware. What's that caveat emptor, right? And in real estate, yep. buyer beware. You wear one of these things, and it does look like a real gun. And like I said, we're seeing cops kill people that are trying to surrender, you know, right. putting their hands up and they're shooting them. So, you know, beware. Beware if you do wear one of these things. It could give them, you know, I mean, I could literally see somebody getting shot in one of these and going to court, and the cops said, hey, I thought they were packing it. And it looks real. It looks real enough that might be a valid excuse.
It does. And so, listen, you want to be a troublemaker? You want to push the envelope? I respect you. I am a kindred spirit in that area, but you do have to use a little bit of common sense at the same time.
Yeah, in a day when common sense is lacking, yep. especially among many of these law enforcement agencies. I mean, you know, they've got quotas now. We grew up, I remember growing up in Texas, and my uncle was a DPS agent, Department of Public Safety, you know, like yep. one of the cowboy hat cops that you see in their trooper cars out on the side of the interstate stopping people right. for speed. He did that for 30 years and retired. And I mean, I've known since I was a kid that they had quotas. You know, he told
me, listen,
we got to get a certain number of tickets.
I had a very similar experience. My dad retired 20 years out of the California Highway Patrol, and it was the same thing. Are there quotas? Yes, there are quotas. But I will draw a line of distinction here between there being a quota,
right,
and there being an enforcement and a mandate of quota that sometimes is put on by these police officers by the police department under threat of getting fired if you don't meet that quota. We've seen yeah. this. I saw this in Colorado just recently where they got busted by that being made public, and they threatened them to have no vacation time, no days off, and all this stuff if they weren't writing tickets and arresting people. Apparently, we've got a new story here out of Missouri where they've gotten caught doing the same thing.
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri, they're getting caught doing the same thing. There's a quota. You got to make arrests, issue tickets, or you're getting fired. That's what the Missouri police are telling their officers. And right. so I got a real problem with that. You know, I grew up watching. Remember Adam 12?
Of course.
Okay, one of the best cop shows ever. What was on the side of their cars? To protect and to serve.
Serve, yeah. Yeah.
How in the heck is sitting out on, you know, we were going to church Sunday. I saw more cop cars out on Sunday morning trying to get people going to church, speeding going to church, than I've seen on a major interstate during rush hour. How is sitting out trying to get church folks going to church, trying to bust them for speeding, how is that protecting us? How is that serving us? I mean,
well,
many. I don't think it is. I mean, the law enforcement agents have become nothing more than traffic. They become revenue generators for the state. They're
yes.
not protecting us. They're not serving us. They are glorified tax collectors for bad
yeah,
life.
And listen, I totally agree with you on that. And what happens is I believe that these officers are they're under pressure. And so, you know, like with the situation in Missouri, I mean, there were a number of things that basically they were required to do. Otherwise, they were looking at it having affect their, you know, their job being employed
right.
along those things. We're writing ordinance violations, traffic arrests, uniform traffic tickets, parking violations, and traffic warnings. So here's the question you got to ask yourself. If, you know, the cops are out there and people are following the law and they're not doing these things, then how can you require an officer to have to write a certain number if those crimes are not being committed? They can't. And so right. what happens then is the pressure gets put on them, and they're going, well, you know, if I don't write some tickets or I don't arrest some people, I'm going to lose my job. So what ends up happening? It's human nature. Somebody's under pressure. They feel like they have to do something. They're probably going to bend the rules, and twist the facts and, you know, try and... you know, make something happen so that they don't lose their job. And that is right. the reason why, in my opinion, you are seeing this police violence. You're seeing these no-knock, you know, things going, you know, raids into houses and stuff like that where nothing is being done wrong, but they got to meet that quota. I got to keep right. the job. I got to pay the bills and put food on the table.
Yeah. You know, they're human, too. And you know, they're concerned about losing their job, just like anybody might be concerned about losing their job. They got to put food on the table and so forth. I mean, I understand that. There comes a point, though, I guess, when you got to say, look, you got to say, look, this is what we are doing here is wrong. Right. It's violating people's rights. And I don't care if I get fired or not. I'm just going to not. I can't do it anymore. You know, that's what happened with a good friend of ours, Tara Mann and Steve Mann's her husband. They run Cancer Crackdown out in South Carolina. They're one of the charities that we gave to this last year. Tara was a pharmaceutical rep. She was one of the top ones in the country, I mean, making a huge salary. And she was watching a movie one night about the pharmaceutical industry. It was a documentary that was exposing Big Pharma. And she realized that she was selling people drugs. She was taking drugs to market that were killing people. And she said, I couldn't do it anymore. And she quit. She left a job. She was making more money than 99% of the people in the country, and said, I just can't do it anymore. It's not right. I don't care how much money I'm making. This is wrong. And so they've started their own website. It's cancercrackdown.org. They're a nonprofit charity that helps people that are destitute trying to treat cancer naturally. So people like that, you just got to admire them because they have the moral conviction, the intestinal fortitude, whatever you want to call it, to live their convictions. And there wasn't enough money in the world to keep her doing what was wrong at that point. You got to admire people like that.
Absolutely. You know, and listen, I don't fault people, you know, that they didn't know. You know, I mean, they got into something. They were, you know, under the, you know, the impression that things were something that they weren't, but, you know, they did something that, you know, there's a quote by Ron Paul that I quote all the time, but it's something that changed my life. Once you become knowledgeable, you have an obligation to do something about it, and I respect somebody like that.
Me too. Me too, absolutely. Once you're knowledgeable, you're responsible to act on that knowledge in the appropriate way. No doubt about it. All right, listen, good first segment. We've got a break here. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Robert Scott Bell Show, DMV and Super D.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, I'm not exactly Robert, but I got a question for you, Super Don.
Okay. Shoot.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Oh.
You know, just be honest. You know, I know this is a healthy show, but everybody likes pizza. So be really pizza.
Come on. Everybody knows I'm like the black sheep of the health world. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not. I do on occasion eat things I shouldn't, and I'll go sit in the corner for that. But my favorite pizza, gosh. I'm a big fan of the really high cholesterol meat family. So, I mean, yeah, give me an all-meat pizza.
All-meat pizza. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Come on. Come on, mate. Now reciprocate. Ask me the question.
Ty Bollinger, be your favorite pizza?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that, Don.
Yeah.
My favorite pizza would be scorpion pizza.
Scorpion pizza.
Now, we were watching the show the other night on one of the food networks, and this guy was I think it was the one on Guy Fieri. What's that? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I love that show.
Okay, we love that show, too. And he was going to eat some pizza, I think, and this guy put scorpions on it. Then, of course, they're not live. They're dehydrated, you know, crunchy scorpions. But I thought of that when I saw this article that I wanted to cover with you. This kid in college, it looks like he's going to go 30 days. He's an Alabama college student, wants to go 30 days eating bugs with every meal. So
that's right.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I wonder if he's going to go with the scorpions.
Well, I don't think scorpions made the list here. Yeah. But, apparently... Brantley Rios is his name. He's 21 years old. And he says that he has been so successful with the 30 days of bugs diet that he even got his mom to go on board. He said his mom had some chocolate-covered crickets and stuff like that, and she's been great about it. I don't know. I just don't know that I could do that.
Here's the thing, Don. If they were dehydrated and crunchy, I'll give it a shot if I had to. You know, if I was starving and I had to eat bugs,
okay,
I'd do that.
Here's the problem, okay? I can accept that perhaps, yes, maybe psychologically you can go, okay, I'm really just eating, you know, corn chips or something. Yeah, it's not really bugs. But he actually went a little bit more beyond that. There was a bit more of the ick factor involved here.
Yeah.
He confesses here that he had a little bit of trouble with the mealworms because they were still squirming around.
That was the part of the story that I was going to get to. That I don't know that I could do that. He had an omelet with live mealworms that were still squirming around in it. I just don't know that I could stomach that initially. No. You know, maybe if I had to, but definitely wouldn't do it out of choice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he did say that it wasn't as bad as he thought it would be. It was a little nutty and a little buttery, he says, kind of like popcorn. I don't think so.
I doubt so. And one of my favorite line in here is while waxworm sushi and mealworm omelets earned rave reviews, not every dish was a winner. A dinner made of silkworm pupae or caterpillars transitioning into silk moths left a bad aftertaste.
Yeah, and listen, I love sushi. But did you see this picture of the sushi here on? Apparently, he tweeted this. There's worms in the sushi.
Isn't that what they throw food away if it has worms in it? But he's going to eat it anyway. You know, let me tell you. I guess you had to. There is nutrition in the bugs, but I tell you, if you got another choice, I probably wouldn't choose it. But hey, you know what? I guess that one of the things that this kid wanted to do was to get national notoriety for doing this. You know that there had to be some kind of a publicity factor, and he's getting it. So, hey, more power to him.
Well, John Wayne Gacy got national notoriety, too, you know?
Well, yeah, but Brantley Rios hadn't killed anybody or anything like that.
Of course not. Yeah. Whatever. Look, it's interesting, but if you have a weak stomach, don't look at the pictures. I just don't. I mean, I look at the second picture here now. This is the, I believe this is the omelet.
Yeah. It looks pretty nasty.
Looks like it's been sitting out in the yard for a couple of days, and the bugs have taken over.
And we're not making this stuff up, folks. This is an ABC News story that we're talking about. This is pretty mainstream here. I'm surprised that they were allowed to post these pictures
After reading this article, I'm thinking there might be something I would prefer over a coffee enema.
I love it. Well, listen, hey, stay tuned. After the bottom of the hour here, we're going to be talking to Erin Elizabeth, and we're going to find out how she scooped a very popular Fox News anchor on a story. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. TMB Super D taking Robert Scott Bell's place today on the RSP Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, let's see this question. We already asked you your favorite kind of pizza. So yep. You got behind door number A, you've got
number A
cinema.
That's a letter.
And behind door number B, you've got a piece of sushi with a wriggling worm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you choose?
All right, I'm sorry. What was behind door? Door number A?
Okay. What? Door letter A, number okay. One, whatever. You got a blue door. Behind the blue door, it's the coffee enema that you have to
undergo. All right, so you're asking me would I rather eat bugs or get a coffee enema?
Yeah, and you're distracting here, kind of going sideswipe on me because you don't want to answer the question. You're getting technical on the number versus letter thing. Which one would you do? Which one would you partake in?
I'll get back to you on that.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, you know what? I don't want to waste any more time. We've got Erin Elizabeth on with us. She's a longtime health nut, author, and vaccine injury Lyme survivor. She's had a passion for healing for over 25 years. She started in her teens working for a green nonprofit where she worked for 4 years during college, and she later trained with Bikram himself, the guru who started hot yoga while she was out in L.A., City of Angels, but she gave up two hot classes for Pilates, which she's been doing for 20 years now. And Erin is the partner of Dr. Joseph McCullough since 2009, and she enjoys exploring the latest raw restaurants, hiking, reading, animal rescue, edible landscape. I love that. Growing your own groceries, green living. And she recently scooped Megyn Kelly with her interview of Jack Wolfson. Erin, thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you, Ty. Hi, Super Don. It's a pleasure. Glad to be here, guys.
How did you scoop Megyn Kelly with this interview? Let's talk about that first.
Well, I had seen that he had declined the interview with Megyn Kelly, and I kind of seen him in the national programs with Erin Burnett and Elizabeth Cohen. So the joke was, if he did do the interviews with those two from CNN, I could, you know, maybe third time's a charm with Erin Elizabeth. So that worked out nicely. But I wrote him on Facebook, and he wrote back, and he said, I am very leery. I need to investigate and see who you are. Initially, he was a little afraid because, you know, he didn't know who was really writing him. But then he wrote back, okay, I see you're real and genuine. And, you know, he saw I was in his court and on his side and understood where he was coming from. And he agreed to do it. So it all went really well. And, he and his wife are wonderful, both doctors. They've got two kids, great family, great people. So I just wrote him. I just reached out. Sometimes you just have to go for it, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did. I watched the video today. It was a very good interview. And, you know, it's interesting. You get a doctor that is against vaccines, and he's just, you know, just lambasted in the public's eye. They'll look for anything to make this to make the credibility go away, to make him look like he has no integrity, that he's not concerned for the health of our children, all these things, because he actually looks at the science that show that the ingredients in vaccines is harmful. I find that odd.
I know, isn't that? Yeah, and to think that they're trying to take his license away for that. A few doctors have complained that he broke the Hippocratic Oath, which I found pretty hypocritical. You know, do not harm. And I guess they even went further to change that in the 60s and say, you know, especially from newborn on, do not harm. But what are we doing? The first thing babies are born, we're giving them a hepatitis B shot. So it's just, I think if anything, he's trying to stand by the oath, not go against the oath. So.
Yeah, I would have a hard time seeing how anybody could justify injecting a newborn with a Hep B vaccine, because the only way that you're at risk is if you're sexually active or an intravenous drug user, and I've not ever seen a newborn that was either.
Yeah, I agree. I know. It just doesn't make sense. It makes you scratch your head. I don't know.
It does. It makes you go, that's another thing that makes you go,
Yes.
But, you know, as Robert often says on the show, you know, vaccines are really, they are the bread and butter of this church of modern medical mysticism. And, you know, there's so many people that are making a living on vaccines. You look at the pharmaceutical companies, and, you know, one of the things that I found that was interesting that I was reading today is that pharmaceutical companies spend more money marketing their vaccines and drugs to doctors than they actually do on research. Their marketing budgets, CPAs, they've analyzed their marketing budgets.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So it really is about keeping this revenue stream going. But, you know, one of the things, Erin, that I wanted to have you on to talk about tonight is the fact that you were vaccine injured. You've overcome that. But can we talk a little bit about that? Because I've not heard you share your story about that.
Sure. No, I'd be happy to. And I'd only just been recently finding out all the details. I knew that I was very sick and hospitalized after my childhood, my vaccinations at 4 months. It was my scheduled vaccine. So we figured out that it was the DPT shot, which would now be known as the DTaP. So it was probably only that shot, which is 3-in-1, and they already had those combined. That would have been in 1971. I was 4 months old, and I had a bad cold, and it was in January in the cold Midwest. So probably all a real bad combination to, you know, start with, that I was sick going in to have vaccines, which I find another irony, because when I go to get one of my pets, you know, that when they had to have rabies back in the day, now you can measure the titers. They say, oh, if your pet's sick, you know, we're not going to do a vaccine. That's bad. But I guess it's okay if the baby's sick. If a baby's sick, give them vaccinations, no problem. So three and
right.
no problem.
So makes no sense.
Within hours, I developed 104 fever and began seizing. I was going into seizures. And this went on for some time, and the doctor didn't even initially put me in the hospital. I guess they thought it was common. You know, it is seizure. What people don't understand is if they look at the insert seizures are can be not a serious. They don't even consider it a serious side effect of some of the vaccinations. Seizures. I don't know. I think that's serious. But the fever wouldn't go down. It was getting worse. So they took me in, and they're afraid of maybe spinal meningitis or encephalitis. And Joe, Dr. Mercola, thinks I may have actually had encephalitis. But they did a spinal tap. So at 4 months old, they had me in a straitjacket doing a spinal tap. So my mom says she couldn't even, they wouldn't even allow her to be in the room for that. But yeah, I was hospitalized and, vomiting, seizures, all that, but eventually it did break. So I was one of the fortunate ones. From talking with, Barb Lowe Fisher at NVIC, she worked with my uncle since the 90s, who was one, or since the 80s, who was one of the pioneers of the vaccine. You know, safety movement. She says it can leave you with a little ADD, you know, trouble focusing, which is true. And I just worked to overcome those issues. But I also developed serious allergies as a child and chemical sensitivities and all that kind of stuff. So, I do attribute some of that at least to the vaccination. And honestly, they were just, I don't know if they called the priest, but they were really concerned I might not make it. So I'm just very grateful to be here today.
Yeah, that's what, well, you know, I think, Aaron, I think that Dr. Mercola may be right when he talks, he's thinking about encephalitis, that he thinks you may have had encephalitis. Because one of the DPT vaccine from Sanofi Pasteur, it's called Tripedia. And I've got a screenshot. I actually got a picture of the insert, the package insert for Tripedia. And as one of the lists, they list adverse events that are associated with this vaccine. In the list of adverse events in the actual vaccine insert for this DPT vaccine are SIDS, anaphylactic reaction, autism, and encephalopathy. So.
Wow.
They list that as one of the possible side effects of this vaccine. In other words, it's hidden in plain sight. They put it on the package insert, but they think we're too stupid to read it, and we're going to go ahead and inject it into our children. And, you know, oftentimes we do, and it's not because we're mean people or bad people. It's just you trust the doctor. The doctor wouldn't inject my child with something that's going to hurt the kid.
Yeah, no, and my parents they're wonderful people, married 49 years. I love them very much, and they were just doing what the doctor said. So, it's a shame.
It's a shame, and before we knew about the dangers of vaccines, we vaccinated our first two children just a few times, and right at the first, as we were learning, since that time, in the last 10 years, we've not vaccinated any of our children. But, you know, we weren't bad parents either. We just didn't know.
People, I think I'm hoping with this whole just fixation in the media with the measles, at least that some people who are critical thinkers will maybe it'll make some people more aware. You know, that's what I hope will happen with what's going on now with with the horrid epidemic that's happening. So sadly misinformed. So.
The epidemic that has not killed anyone yet.
I know, I know. Or people tell me, I don't understand that millions died of measles in the U.S. before the vaccinations. People don't really know the history, and they forget that just a generation or so ago, you know, my mom and her, she's the oldest of eight kids, they all had the measles and lived to tell about it. They're all fine. It was a kind of a non-event, like chickenpox.
They had measles parties, they had chickenpox parties. That was pretty common. But you know, one of the interesting things, and I was reading this in your article on your website. Go ahead and do that, Aaron, if you could. Give us your website where people can find you, your Facebook, before the segment's over here.
Sure. It's healthnutnews.com and facebook.com/healthnutnews. So
healthnutnews. Okay. That's easy.
Yes. So those are the two
two main places.
And by the way, my wife Charlene just loves following you on Facebook and loves all your posts. So we really appreciate you and what you're doing. And you know, more power to you. But one of the things I was reading in one of your articles was the fact that you mentioned that people don't realize that, I think it was measles, was almost completely eradicated before the vaccine was even introduced. And you know, my research has shown it wasn't just measles, it was pertussis, it was diphtheria, it was almost all of these communicable diseases that we're so afraid of that were virtually gone before the vaccines were introduced.
Sure, yeah, I think so too, because we had, you know, people got healthier, you know, we went through the depression and all that, but as people got healthier, then it wasn't nearly as strong as it would have been in the past. They held healthier immune systems, so it wasn't as big of a deal. So for most people,
healthier immune systems, you know, healthier living conditions. The fact that we got the good sewage systems, that people weren't drinking their own feces and that kind of thing, that really helped, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So
you got to have something to wash down that bug omelet, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Go ahead, Erin.
Oh, I just hear that music, so I wasn't sure if we were going on a break there. But yeah, and I'm a big fan of you and Charlene too. I just wanted to say that. So thank you. I follow your page, and I'm just really grateful for you sharing my stuff. I really do appreciate that. So
thanks, Erin. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it, and keep up the great work.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, I know, Don. I'm just enjoying the bumper music.
We're rocking. Hey, you know who that was, right?
No, I don't know who that was.
You got Rat right. No, that was Van Halen. That was off, I believe, their last album when they got back together with Diamond David Lee Roth.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. I said it sounds like Van Halen. I thought that was Van Halen.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'm not the 80s music aficionado that you are, and I don't know all the groups, but those are two that were pretty distinct sounds. Well, hey, what a great interview with Aaron Elizabeth, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Always good. And in Mexico, no less, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows her stuff, that's for sure. I'm so proud of her for getting that scoop on the story that Meg Kelly tried to get. That's awesome.
So, Jack Wolfson, and a good guy. We had him on the show, and good guy. Somebody who stood up for the smart people here in this measles madness that's been going on.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that are out there that are standing up for the truth, though, and that's encouraging to me. As you mentioned earlier in the first hour, I do see a big shift, a paradigm shift going. The tide is turning, and people are waking up, and it's people like Aaron, people like RSB, people like us, people like Mike Adams, Dr. Mercola, everybody that's putting the truth out there that are helping people to wake up. So we just got to keep on the same. We're all on the same team. We're all working to enlighten the world and to help them, and so we've got to just keep working together. I think that I think there's strength in numbers, and I feel like we're really doing a good job at this point. It's
changing the hearts and minds of people does take time, but
it does.
It is a mission. It's a labor of love.
It is, and but you can't be a clown while you're doing it.
not just a clown.
You know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going. There's a newspaper in Minnesota, I guess, that got into some hot water over using a particular term to describe the president of the United States.
Yeah, a Minnesota newspaper, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it because it's a news story.
It's a news story,
and this is really not a bad word. They called him an ass clown.
Yeah.
All right. They called Obama an ass clown. And the Urban Dictionary defines an ass clown as one who, through the fault of his parents' conception, is a skid mark in society's collective underwear.
Well, thank you so much for that.
That is the definition.
Oh my goodness!
Ass clown. And so, you know.
Why did he call him an ass clown?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Well,
I didn't even get that far into the story.
I'll tell you what happened. There's this picture of Barack Obama taking a selfie of himself, and he's using one of these things called a selfie stick. And what people do is it's a stick that you can attach your cell phone to so that you can kind of hold it out and get the right pose and take a selfie of yourself. And in this picture, he's sitting there holding the selfie stick with the camera.
Oh.
And he's winking at it. And so, the guy here on Twitter, and this was actually the St. Paul Pioneer Press sports producer, Kevin Cusick. He tweeted this out, and the comment he put on there is... he was calling him an ass clown. And apparently some people got offended by that. And so now they're retracting it.
Well, look, you know what? I'm looking at the pictures now. And we were watching a couple nights ago, maybe a week ago. They were trying to sell Obamacare. And he was making these same asinine faces, these idiotic-looking faces, to try to sell Obamacare. And since that time, our youngest Charity, who saw it, has been mimicking him, and we're trying to get her to stop doing it because her face is all contorted. Look, this is the President of the United States. Can you imagine Reagan doing that? I mean, can you imagine Kennedy doing something like that?
Here's my take on this, okay? As far as Barack Obama goes, I don't have anything personally against him, okay? However, if you act like an ass clown, you're an ass clown. I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if who you are. An ass clown's an ass clown. Call it like it is. Don't be afraid to be honest just because he's the president of the United States.
I'm with you, man. I don't have anything personal against him, but I'll go on the record. He's an ass clown.
Okay. All right. There you go. There you go.
There we have it. Well, listen, Super Don, the last 2 hours have flown by. Thanks for joining me. Hope to get RSV back soon. But
thank you for filling in. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon. It's always fun. And we just want you to remember, in the meantime, that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is most certainly yours.
Even if you're an ass clown.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.